Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Samach Zayin, and we are on. Let's start with the last three words on Samach Vav Mabez. We started on last daf discussing all the different Talmudic remedies that are mentioned here. A couple places in Shas where these types of gemaras come up in Maseches Avodah Zarah, in Maseches Gittin, and we mentioned already. Again, we'll talk about some of the specifics as we Beis Hashem go through them. But we mentioned already the Yam Shel Shlomo. And the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Yamshel Shlomo and Maseches Chulin, Paraches Halacha Yud Beis, and the Yamshel Shlomo. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, the beginning of Simon Shin Lamed Vav and Yaradeya, that quote Gzeiras HaKadmonim. So already there's an isser to use any try to use any of these remedies that are mentioned in the Gemara because we don't exactly know what they are and we don't know how much of what these ingredients need to be used, and the only thing it's going to lead to is La'ag, that we're going to have less respect for the Rabbanon of the Gemara if we try to use something and it doesn't work. So already the Rishonim, the early Gaonim. The Gaonim already said that one is not allowed to use these types of remedies, and that is what we focus on as well. So this is all purely for Talmud Torah Lishma. These types of Gemara is not to be used for our remedies. Okay, so now we have, up until the Mishnah almost, we have other types of remedies used for different types of ailments. How do we get into this? If you remember, because the Mishnah had spoken about B'nai Malachim, and bunim, different types of items that they're allowed to go out with. So children are allowed to go out with ties on their fingers because they miss their fathers so much. And if they don't have these ties, then they're going to get sick. So once we're talking about people getting sick, so we spoke about, just for an amud or so, items that people wear out to prevent illness, prevent miscarriage, v'chulu. Okay, so we spoke about a fever, a daily fever. How does one heal that? So now we have Amar Rav Huna, the next. Le'ishta tilta. What about for a fever that comes every 3 days? So what do? Lysi, shiva silvi, mishiva dikle. One brings, and by the way, there will be a Hanukkah connection, Be'ez Hashem, on today's Gemara. Got to stay till the end, though. That's Hashem. Lacey, Shiva Silve, Mishiva Dikle. One has to bring seven Silve, seven branches from seven palm trees. Vishiva Tzivi, Mishiva Kshure. And seven pieces of wood, splintered pieces of wood from seven boards. Vishiva Sifi, Mishiva Kshure. And seven pegs from seven bridges. Vishiva Kitimi, Mishiva Tanure. And seven Kitume. Cut them, that we have already. Ashes. Seven piles of ashes from seven ovens. Vishiva Afri Mishiva Sanri. And seven piles of dirt from seven Sanri. Either Sanri means, Rashi here says, Sinor Hadeles, from seven places where the hinge connects to the door. Or the other Pshatim of Sanri, that will go with that one now. Vishiva Kufri Mishiva Arvi. And seven pieces of pitch or tar from seven boats. Vishiva Bunim Kemune. And seven Bunim is a type of measurement of cumin. Vishiva Bene Bidikna de Kalbasava. And seven Bene is hair from the hair of it, from the beard. Dalit and Zion switch in Dalit and Zion switch in Aramaic. We dig the Kava Salva of an old dog and take all of these items. We'll see Rinu b'chalala debeit savara b'nira barka and tie it in a little bag under the neck of the person who is sick, tied up with a few strands of hair, and in that way they will be healed. That is the seven. What's the significance of seven? Seven, seven. Everything is seven. So as we know, the Maharal writes, many other Mefarshim writes, seven is always teva. So we are taking many areas, it could be that we're taking many items in Teva, and we're taking seven of them in order to counteract the Teva ailment that the person is attacking the person, and that way we hope to counterbalance it and push it out in a way that the person will be healed. Good, Rabbi Yochanan. Next, Le'ishta Tzmirta, for a fever. What does a person do? Lishkol sakina tekula parzala. A person takes a knife made out of metal. Veleza lehecha diika vardina. And you should go to a place where there is a vardina. That's a sneh. That's a low bush. Veliktar beinira barka. And tie it up a little with a couple of strands of hair. And then go back 3 days. Yoma kama lichrok beipurta. The first day, he should go and cut a little bit of the bush. Veleima, and say the first pasuk. Vayera malach Hashem elav v'chulu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Sneh, from this Vardina. L'machar l'chrok be'perta, the second day he should go back, v'lema and say, v'yomar Moshe, asura na ve'ere. And Moshe says, let me go, asura. Asur also could be turned to, but also could mean sar, to be removed from. So that's what we're playing on words here. L'machar lichrog beporta, v'lema, v'yar Hashem ki sar liros, v'chulu. So we say those three psukim in a row. The Mefarshim, the Marsha here asks, how could you use Divrei Torah to be misrape with? Inappropriate to use Torah, so Marsha goes through that. You're really focusing on the refuas hanefesh. A person always knows that if they have a choli haguf, so that reflects a choli hanefesh. It's always usually a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us an area to improve. So that is what, just like the sneh. Nothing was happening to the physical sneh. It wasn't burning. But it was just what was behind the sneh. So to hear, that's the message why we're trying to use those psukim. We're not really using the psukim. We're trying just to conjure up feelings of tshuva in the person. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal the person. I think we mentioned a couple of years ago in the Parsha Shir, a thought from someone about the sneh, ki asneh inenu ukol. Right, so the saying goes, inenu ukol, maybe that is the source for the word einikol. In Yiddish, not really, but it's a nice thought. That einikol, from einenu ukol. Right, we were not burned up because we live through our children and the future generations. That's einenu ukol, that's einikol. Okay, good. Amalei Rav Acha Breit the Rav Alei Rav Ashi Valema. 1 second. So why do you use those three psukim? Why don't you say Vayomer Altikrav Halom Vechulu? Right. That's the best pasuk. Don't come close to here. That's what you want to tell the disease. Don't come close to here and remove your feet, as we discussed on yesterday's daf in terms of why we remove our shoes. But when we come to in a proximity of a Makom Kadosh, but Altikrav Halom Vechulu. So Ella, okay, you're right. So combine the first two psukim. Liyoma kama lema vayira malach Hashem ela v'chulu vayomer Moshe v'chulu. Right. So say the first two psukim. Ulamachar lema vayar Hashem kisar leros. Ulamachar vayomer al tikraf halom. Right. Those three psukim. V'chi pasuk lei. And finally, when the disease hopefully leaves, litzei v'lifsake, uproot the whole sneh and say as follows. Not because you're so tall. Hashem rested his presence on you. Not because you're so tall. Right? Because you are the shortest, the smallest. Because you are the shortest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his Shechina on you. And just like the fire saw Hanani Mishal Vazarya ve'arikas ben kadamawi and ran from them, meaning nothing went and affected Hanani Mishal Vazarya, kein tachmine eshta leploni bar plonis, so too the fire should see, the fire of fever should see ploni bar plonis, right, as we discussed last time, 2 days ago, in terms of why the mother's name, actually yesterday's daf, and not the father's name, I would say plonis, based on the Vilna Gaon from in the context of Kiyatzmi Vesariata by Lavan, that the mother is the one that gives the flesh and we want a refu of the flesh. Viserub Bekadamawi, and it should go out from this person. Stop there for a moment. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself in the sneh? Why in the way of asneh and enu ukol, why the sneh wasn't burning? So our Gemara says one point. Our Gemara says because it is a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in the highest and the proudest. Right? Same idea as Har Sinai, as the Medrash says elsewhere. But I think we mentioned a couple of years ago in a Haggadah Shir, that in the name of Rav Salvechik says that we say in the Pasuk, and we say in the Haggadah, Avadim Hayinu L'Paro B'Misrayim. But we weren't Avdei Paro. We weren't Avdei Paro. It doesn't say Avdei Paro Hayinu. Avadim Hayinu L'Paro. What's the difference between Avdei Paro, Avadim Hayinu L'Paro? Avadim Hayinu is a social reality. We happened to be there. We were Avadim. We were servants. We were a low class in the hierarchy of the society of Egypt. Avadim Hayinu Liparo. But it wasn't that our mahus was affected. It wasn't our nature. Our inside was we were on the 49th level of Tumah. Yes, there was a lot we had to improve on with Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, Halalu of the Avodah Zarah. But the deep inner core of a Jew, that was still Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's why we were zochet to be redeemed. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it. He couldn't fathom. That's why he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Why? In what zchus do these people have to be redeemed?" But we say, Avadim Hayinu Lepar. Avdei Paro, that would mean a total identification with Paro, with his ideals, with his values, with his destiny. Avdei Paro. No. We were Avadim Hayinu Lepar. We became
Avde Hashem. We weren't Avadim Lashem. We became Avde Hashem because that is a total identity with the Hashkafas Hayadus. Avde Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says Jesse Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's also why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the sneh and asneh inenu ukol. Moshe, you think that they're burning. You think that they're identified as Egyptians. He says, no. Asneh inenu ukol, inside they're pure. They might be burning on the outside. It might look like they're part of the Egyptian society on the outside. Memte Shari Tuma. But inside, asneh inenu ukol, the Pinta Liyid, the Jew inside, is not burning. Avadim hayinu liparo and not avdei paro. Again, part of a larger thought, but that relates to this stuff where HaKadosh Baruch Hu discusses, where the Gemara discusses, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resided his presence on the sneh. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, fourth wide line. Lesimta, for boils, avabuos, Rashi says. So for boils, what is the Refua. So Lemahachi. So now we get into incantations. Lemahachi. Baz Bazie. Mas Masie. Kas Kasie. Sharloi Va'ar Marloi. Elin Malache de Ishtalchu Me'ar de Stome. These angels that were sent from Stome. Ula Asa Shechina Ke'evin to heal a painful boils. Rashi says they didn't really come from Stome. This is just the incantation. Incantations have to make no sense. Bazich. Bazach, bazich, baz bazich, mas masich, kamon, kamich. And then we start talking to the boils itself. Einech bech, your appearance should be in you. Einech bech, it should be in you. Meaning it shouldn't go anywhere, it shouldn't get worse, Rashi says. It shouldn't get redder. Asrech bech, your place should be right there. Shouldn't move, shouldn't expand. Zareich kekaludik apirta, your seed, meaning your ability to become larger, should be like a mule. Obviously a mule and something closed off cannot procreate. Dulopara veloravia, kach lotifra velotirbe, begufe de ploni by plonis, it should not procreate or become larger in the guf of ploni bar plonis. Good. You allowed to use a mule? Mule is kelayim. So the answer is yes. The only isser of kilai behema is cross-breeding them. Once they are cross-breeded, it's not asr bahana. It's not like kilai akerem, where if somebody has kilayim of a vineyard, that is asr bahana, it has to be burned. But the mule, there's no isser hana, it's just the isser of duod. Once it was done, so it's not a problem. Like certain types of a fruit that might be kilayim. So there's no isser of to check the fruit if it's kilayim, type of whatever, mixtures of different types of fruit. But that's only usher to do. But once it's done, there's no issue. See, too, I'm talking about a mule. Le kippah. Rashi has 2 days. What does kippah mean? Rashi says either it means also. Here Rashi says avabuos. Simta before was shchin. Also boils. Here Rashi says avabuos. More blisters. That he quotes from Reb Yitzchak Rebbe Menachem. Nuchaso Eden. That he quotes his other Rebbeim. Kippah means kafo, shade. If somebody gets a demon inside of them. Lashade, Lemahachi, Cherev Shlufa Vakalatusha. You have an open, a drawn sword and a drawn slingshot. Lo Shme Yochav, the name is not Yochav, Cholin Machovin, you painful disease. Okay. Lashida, for a different type of shade for a demon. Lemahachi, Havis Tipakak, you should be stopped up. Tipakik Havis, Lita Tavar Umisumas. You should be lita, lat is cursed, tavor is broken, mishumas, from the word shamta, should be put into cherim, bartit, bartame, bartina, kishamgas, marigas, viis, tamoi. That is all for shadim. One more, and then maybe we'll talk about shadim a little bit. Lashita de beis akise, for demons of a bathroom, lemahachi, ar karkafi dari, on the head of a lion, via use de guryasa, in the nostrils of a female lion, ashkachton lashidoi bar shrika panda, you are found. That's where the shade is found. The meshur the karsi chavte, and by a field of karsi. Karsi is one of the Rosh Hashanah simanim. Leak chavte. I hit you below a dechamra with a goad of a donkey. Chatarte. You were hit. Okay, Atkan. At least this stage of the incantations. So we mentioned many times. It's been a while, so let's mention it again. The thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov discusses, right, we started this week the parshiyos of going down to Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yaakov discusses the chartumim in Mitzrayim, in that context, in Parshas Va'era, and he quotes, in that context, right, our Gemara talks about shadim. Why are there shadim, Bizman Hazeh? There might be those that say, oh, there are shadim. 50 years, of course, there's the shadim story. But in general, shadim aren't so common, Bizman Hazeh. So where are they? And why don't the Rishonim talk about Shadim too often? They don't talk about Shadim. Al Dvar Sheila, Madua Bizmanenu, Chadlu HaMachashvim, Gama Shadim Ne'omu, V'chein HaDibukim, Shesipru Lono Avoseinu, V'chein Kol Minei HaChachmos, HaNe'alamos, Heichanim. Where are all of these dark side forces? Asked Rabbi Yaakov. Right, we're talking about, the Gemara talks all about these incantations. What? So then, you know, Bizman HaZeh, obviously we already said that they don't work. But it's like, sounds so foolish to us. Shade, all of these incantations. So Venir Ali says, Rabbi Yaakov, Yisod Gadol. The Be'emes, Masha Sider Lanu Hashem Yisbarach. Sheyia Zelu Umazeh, Hashem always levels the playing field. In every society. She'ilu lo hayakein, haysa bechira netula, meis bali asechel. If Hashem didn't level the playing field in every generation, then we wouldn't have bechira. So for example, in Mitzrayim, it was so clear for Paro to send out the Jews, so that's why he had a heart in his heart. Not to take away his bechira, but to give him back his bechira. To level the playing field. Because any normal thinking person would see the makos, and that's it, finished. Hashem didn't want Paro to send them out because of the makos. He wanted to send them out because of bechira. That's why he leveled the playing field. Hein emes, it's true. Shekshar ratzon molich es ha'adam ein aro afilu dvarim sichliyim. You're right. We don't always think straight. Aval b'chozos mochrechulim so eza makom utaz. Hashem wants to level it a little bit. And that's why he quotes the Ramban by Kriyas Yamsuf that Hashem made it a little windy that day. At least to give them, and they failed. Right? Oh, what a strong tide today. Oh, man. This is worse than Sandy. Right? The Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? They were saying, Rachmana Litzlan. Right? But they said, oh, it's a hurricane. Right? See, Yad Hashem. Everything's Yad Hashem. Rachmana Litzlan. Everything is Yad Hashem. But then he says, Aval, in the earlier Zmanim, Kishahayu Nevi'im, Vayenosnim Oso Zumosim, Lakayim Divrei Hashem, Ilu Lohayu Kshafim, Shekama Yedeim Ayevshel Asos Mofsim, Haysa Bechirin Netula Ukmosh Asa Paro. In the earlier generations, there was so many forces on the good side, on the positive side. Right? There was Ruach HaKodesh, and there was Baskols. Right? And the time of the Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer wanted a Baskol to come out from Shemayim. Okay, he got one. Right, Rabbi Yeshua didn't even listen to it, Lo Basha Miami. But in the stage where there were Baskols, and, you know, Rab and Rab Zera, Tchias HaMesim, and Rabba was able to make a golem from the Sefer HaYetzirah. You know, where there are so much forces of Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put forces of Ra as well, in order to keep the playing field, the playing field equal. And that's why he says also, the Galus of Yosef HaTzadik, it was this week's Parsha. Yosef HaTzadik, when Paro says, amazing, 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 there's so much Tumah, Yosef said, Biladai. It's not me, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he wanted to have the powers of Ruchnius and Elohim in Mitzrayim as well. So that's why, Bizman HaTalmud, they had all of these, but not later. And says Rabbi Yaakov, maybe that explains the Rambam. Right? He says, everybody asks in the Rambam, that the Rambam is against every Gemara, Shadim and this and that, and the Rambam says there's no such thing. Ramam Kedako Bakodesh, in the rational world that he lived in, he says there's no such thing as shade, there's no such thing as this and that, and the Vilna Gaon, no less than the Vilna Gaon, screams at the Rambam, and says his philosophical bent made him make a mistake, and not read Gemara's Kipshuto, and not read so many sources Kipshuto. That's the Vilna Gaon in Simon Kufayin Tess. Ha philosophy hitato. Hakohu, he says everything is sheker.
Okay, that's the Vilna Gaon. But says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, says no. He says it could be that Bismanek and Rambam there weren't any. That's what he's talking about. Doesn't sound that way. Sounds like he's talking about it never existed. But Rav Yaakov says that maybe the Rambam would say, Bizman HaTalmud they existed, but not later. Lufi Mashak Astafti Efshar, Shesofer HaRambam, the Bizman HaGemara, Shehoyu Amora, Yim Shebekochem, Hoyo Lahachios Mesim, Ulachodol Niflos, Behechrech Uchuchu Gam Lekochos Shel HaShetim, Bechadome, Kizelu Umazel Selokim, Vim Koach HaKadusha Betokvo, if the Greek power, Kadusha is in its strength, Kamochin Koach HaTumah Betokvo, and only be Amenu, everything has gotten less and less. Okay, that's a very important Rabbi Yaakov when it comes to all of these types of demonic or incantation discussions. You know, one has to remember that Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Va'era. Okay, we continue. We're up to the two dots. Ubnei Malachim bizagin. Bnei Malachim could wear zagin, could wear bells out. And the Mishnah said, not only Bnei Malachim, everybody, but the Gemara Chazal just spoke about
in the common case. That's what they used to wear, bells on their clothing. Mantana, Amravoshia, Rabbi Shimini. Who is the opinion that says really is Labdavka b'nei Malachim at anybody? It's really Rabbi Shimon. To Amar, call Yisrael b'nei Malachim heim. Because Rabbi Shimon says really all Yisrael are b'nei Malachim. We're all royalty. And therefore, if there's something that b'nei Malachim usually wear, we could consider all of ourselves b'nei Malachim. And therefore, we can wear all of these bells out. Rava Amar Ba'arig V'ksus U'B'ksus V'Divrei HaKol. Rava said, no, you don't have to say that. You could just say, it's bells that are tied on. And bells that are tied on, we don't have the, it's L'Divrei HaKol. There's no worry that they're going to be taken off in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you're allowed to go out with it. Remember what we discussed yesterday on the previous daf, what about the Isra of Hashmas Kol, the Magen Avraham has a chilek between children's clothing, which has bells on it, versus adult clothing. What about bells on a Sefer Torah, on a Paroches? That was all that we discussed in yesterday's daf. Just one ha'arap, actually two ha'aras, and that is, this is the halacha of B'nai Malachim Heim. So there is a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this Gemara. Which Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos. Right, if you look here, do we paskin like this daya? Right, there's no little letter if you see. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon. We don't paskin like B'nai Yisrael are all B'nai Malachim, and therefore you let it wear out the bells. So Rabbeinu Yonah is bothered by this. Where in Brachas is Rabbeinu Yonah bothered by this? Because Rabbi Yeshua says, when Sof Zman Kriya Shema, the third end of the third hour, why? Shekein Derech B'nai Malachim La'amod B'Shalosh Shos. They get up at the end of the third hour. Answer Rabbeinu Yonah. We don't paskin that Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos. So all of a sudden, it's a, you know why? Well, because we don't want to get up so early. So B'nai Malachim, we want to rely on it by Sosa Kriyashma. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, yes. Kachavi HaMesorah. He says, Eina Dalam Abayz in the Dafi Arif. Ava Pisha B'shar Makomos. Ein Anu Poskim Halacha D'Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim Heim. Beha Halacha Hi. Regarding this one, Sof Zman Kriyashma, it is the halacha. The Sof Zman Kriyashma, who at Shalosh Shos, Sha'adayin Zman Kimo Laksas, for Yotzei B'Dieved. Some people still get up then, and therefore Yotzei B'Dieved, in that case, up till Shalosh Shos. That's Rabbeinu Yonah quoting this Gemara about Derech B'nei Malachim, Lamod B'Shalosh Shos. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Kedarka Vakodesh, in his Gilyoni Hashas right here, quotes a number of places where we have this idea of, do you go by what everybody does, he discusses a couple of interesting Lamaisa cases. Okay, we're not going to do it now, but if you want to look, Gilyoni Hashas right here on this Gemara.
Kriyashma, you don't have to necessarily say that B'nai Yisrael B'nai Malachim. It's just a right. Definition.
You could say we act like B'nai Malachim.
No, the definition of Kumecha is how far do you take?
Okay, good. Uv Kumecha might mean all you need is for somebody to get up then. It doesn't have to be you. So you're saying, by Hilchah Shabbos, it has to be you. It has to be that you have to wear this out. If you don't wear it out, you have different categories of clothing, which is still a chiddush, because the Gemara is going to say later on, is it normal to carry things on your head? And if it's normal for you, Bala Daita, it's a kol adam. So you might say, for Hotzah purposes, you have to have one rule. But you're right. Hilchah Shabbos might be personal, and there might just be the definition of Uvukumecha in terms of how you define Zman Kima. That might be what he's saying. That might be what he's saying at the end. We pause it like this because some people get up then. And therefore, Lundis is called Zman Kima. That might be what Rabbeinu Yonah means. Okay, says the Mishnah. Yotzin bebeitzas achargo. Last Mishnah in Perek v'me'isha, which is really finishing up a section, Be'ez Hashem, of Masech HaShabbos. Says the Mishnah. Yotzin bebeitzas achargo. A person could go out with an egg of a grasshopper. Beitzas achargo. It's used for a certain type of illness, as we'll see. Ubishein shuol, and the tooth of a fox. Ubemasmer minat saluv, or with a nail from someone who was hanged or crucified. Mishum refua, right? We shouldn't be thinking about Oso Ha'ish, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that was edited out in the Mems. The Gemara, if you have the old version, Shehi Anua version, which we discussed back in Masechah Sanhedrin, which discusses that Bezin killed him, the Sluv, right, that's Chas V'Shalom, that's not a way that Bezin kills anybody. But he was a Meses Mediach, and that's what occurred, at least according to the Chazal, in Masechah Sanhedrin. But this means Salaf, somebody else, that the Goyim hung, and there is a type of nail that's supposed to have some medicinal value. Ubamaser Benat Salaf, Mishum Refua, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says all these three things can be walked out with on Shabbos. Mishum refuah. The Chacham and Moshe Maf Bechol. Mishum Darkei HaEmori. The Chacham say you can't even do that during the week. It's Darkei HaEmori. What's Darkei HaEmori? What's the Isser of Darkei HaEmori? So, if you look in Rashi says, Nichushu. It's nichush. It's the usher type of voodoo or dark side forces. We discussed this at length in the mitzvah shir. There are a number of isurim related to nichush. Nichush, ma'onein, mechashev, kosim ksamim, chover chaver, all different types of isurim that we discussed. The problem is, look what Pasuk Rashi quotes. Uvechu koseyam lo seilechu. Don't go in their ways. That's true. All of the incantations, nichush type of isurim are going in the ways of the non-Jews, but that's the pasuk. There are psukim about nichush. Why is Rashi quoting Uvechu koseyam lo seilechu? So I saw some achronim suggest maybe it's based on the Maharik. The Maharik. Every time there's a conversation of Uvechu koseyam lo seilechu, you got to look at the Maharik. The Maharik's quoted in the Beis Yosef. It's Simon Kufay and Tess. The Maharik's context is... Right, this came up last week in the, a couple of weeks ago, was Thanksgiving. So everybody, whenever you have a shiur about the halachas of Thanksgiving in North America, so you talk about this Maharik. Because Maharik discusses what are the parameters of Uvechu koseyam lo seilechu. So the Maharik has two categories. And it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. His context is about doctors wearing white coats. That's the tshuva of the Maharik 400 years ago. Could doctors wear white coats? It's that of Uvechu koseyam lo seilechu. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Maharik says, mutter. Why? He says there are two categories of Uvechu koseyam lo seilechu. He says number one category is something that makes no sense. Something that makes no sense. It's not connected to Avodah Zarah at all. But it's foolish, it's silly, it makes no sense. It's Dvar Tema. That's what he says. Ha'echad hu b'davar sher ein taimo nigle. Kedemash ben loshen chok. Chukos ha'akum. Loken yaloma yasek edvarim atzmuim ma'im. Something silly and foolish. That's category one of Uvechu koseyam lo seilechu. Category two is where something violates a certain halacha. Meaning it violates, it's connected to Avodah Zarah somehow, it's not snius, right? Any type of Uvechu koseyam lo seilechu. V'yesheni asher yesh lasar, mishim chukos agayim, lefi anir lani esdarti, yu adabar asher shayach bo pritzas derech atznius, v'ha anava, v'nagu bo agayim. Gamze asar. They're both usher. Something that makes no sense, and something that connects to an isser. But if you don't have either of those, then it's mutter. So wearing a white coat for a doctor, is that foolish? No, it's not foolish. That's the way that people tell them who's the doctor. And is it connected to an avera? No, it's not connected to an avera. So it's mutter. Whenever we have an issue of choseyam lo seilechu, one has to ask this question. That is the Maharik. So some suggest that maybe Rashi here, by quoting the pasuk of choseyam lo seilechu, he was just referring to category one. Part of the Darkei HaAmori. You're right, Nichush, if it's violating a separate issue, is also category two. It could be Rashi is just referring to one of the categories. Again, choseyam lo seilechu is a very large and important topic. In the continuation there of the Beis Yosef, he talks about more categories, because there he talks about haircuts. And the Gemara talks about some Tanoim got certain types of haircuts because they were part of the government in Talmudic times. How were they allowed to do that? Isn't that Chukos HaAkum? So he discusses then also, Chukos HaAkum is one of the few mitzvos where we have the principle of Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. That is the Beis Yosef's formulation in the same Simon Kufayin Ches, not Kufayin Tes, where he says, V'od Yishlomar, Shatora lo pirsha davar el asasma, v'kasov v'chuseyam lo seilechu, u'masra ha'davar l'chachamim, v'heimasru dvaram elu l'shar b'nei adam, v'lo ro los from l'krovim l'malchus. V'chulu, and he continues. Anyway, this is a very important topic. We discussed it again in Mitzvah Shir at length, but this is the issue with Rashi. Number one. Number two, a couple of other points that we could talk about on this Mishnah. And that is, there's a Rambam. Many ask, how does the Rambam interpret this Gemara? What does the Gemara say? According to Rabbi Meir, at least you're allowed to go out with these items on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And that's what we hold. We hold that we'll see, in the Rabbi Meir, because it's Davar Mishum Refuah. If you look in the Mishnah, in Maseches Yuma, the Gemara talks about if somebody, Rachman al-Islam, gets bitten by a rabid dog on Yom Kippur. That's the Mishnah. Pei Gimel. Mishenoshcho kelev shote. Ein ma'achilon oso mechatzer kavit shalo. The Tanakhama says, you cannot feed, you cannot kill the dog, and then, because sometimes for antibodies, a lot of times they say, Rachman al-Islam, if you get bitten by an animal, you got to find the animal to try to find the antibodies in the animal in order to save the person. So the Tanakhama says, you cannot feed the person from the liver of this dog. You can't. Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh, matir. Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh says his mutter. Says the Rambam there, in the Pirush, this is a much quoted Rambam. Pirush Mishnah is right there. Says the Rambam, why not? Isn't it sakanas tefashas? Isn't it dangerous? So you should be able to feed him from the liver of the dog. Says the Rambam, that is refuah skuli. that is medicine, that is experimental, that is not normally accepted medical practice. If it's not, sorry?
Mystical.
Right, mystical, not normally accepted practice. Anything that is beyond the scope of regular medical experience and practice, so that is, you're not allowed, you want to use that, that's fine, but not, you can't violate any surim by doing that. You want to take something, some herb, because you think it's going to help you, that's fine. But if you're going to violate any isurim, you can't violate any isurim. That's the Rambam. Vein halacha Rabbi Masi ben Cheresh shehitir lahachil as ha'adam b'yom som kippur yoseres kaved shalakelav shotim nashach v'she'ein amawil el berach segula v'chachamim omrim ein overin al mitzvah el beripui bovad shehu davar barur shehaigayon v'hanisayon ha'pashut mechayven oso. Only if logic and medicine of the times dictate it. Aval aripui b'skulos? Lo. Lefi she'in yanam chalush lo yichayveyu ahigayon v'nisyono rachok v'zeh klal gadol daito. That is the Rambam. What? Any isurim. Anytime you violate an isur, it's not allowed. So, ask the Achronim, how did the Rambam interpret our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, we hold that you're allowed to go out with these things on Shabbos. How can you hold these on Shabbos? It's skuli, right? The tooth and the egg of a grasshopper. How are you allowed to do this? So the Radvaz. Says the Radvaz in a tshuva. I just lost this place here. It's in Elef. The tshuva is Elef Tav Kuf Chavav. Elef Tav Kuf Chavav. It's on the Loshonos HaRambam. Let me just find it for a minute. The Radvaz says, can't find it, I'll just say it outside in a second. Tav Kuf Chav Vav. Says the Radvaz, there's a difference between over there. We're talking about v'lo shani l'cha bein hamotzi shelo kederach hamotziin she'eni sur ela midrabanan l'fichach itir b'makam disrefu afilo b'derach segula. Our Mishnah, you're carrying something out around your neck, so that's for sure not a daraisa, right? So at most it's a drabanan. So b'makam drabanan, it's okay. What's the Rambam talking about? Two isur daraisas, eating treif and eating on Yom Kippur. Says that's more chomer. That's the Rambam. Afilu b'choli she'ein bo sakana la'ochel davar tamei b'yom haKippurim dikatarti daraisa la'fikach lo'itira el'dvaram ha'mo'ilim b'derech teva kashakasav harav. And number two, as we mentioned last week, if somebody thinks, even if it's a panacea, even if it's meaningless, if a person thinks that it's going to heal them, la'meila, that's called a tachshit. La'meila, that's not a masa. They want it. They believe in it. Even if it's totally sheker. But if they believe in it, at least for Hilchos Shabbos, it could be that it's not going to be an Isser. So that's why the Rambam would answer this Gemara. Okay, there's more to talk about. Hopefully we'll have time to talk about grasshoppers, but let's first continue. Says the Gemara now. Yosem Beis Zachargo, Da Avdi, L'Shichla. Right, what is it made for? Shichla, which is an Irik. Ubishain shall shoe all to Avdi Lashinta. Tooth of a fox is for people who have issues with sleeping. Dechaye Lamandinayim, you take a tooth of a live fox for people who sleep too much. Demisa Lamandalonayim. And if somebody is not able to sleep, so you take a tooth of a dead fox and you put it around your neck. Ubimasumatsal lived Avdi Lazirfa, that's used for Zirfa, which is a bloating wounds. So you put it on there and it makes it not bloat. Mishum refuah devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you can do that mishum refuah. Abaye bar avadam mishavayu. Called davar sheyesh bo mishum refuah ain bo mishum darkei ha'emori. Anything that is medically related, that's not darkei ha'emori. Called davar sheyesh bo mishum refuah. What does that mean? Rashi has an important line, third to last skinny line. Shenir ace refuaso. Anything that is recognizably medicinal. Shenir ace refuaso. That's what it means. Yesh bo mishum refua. Like what? Like drinking something, like putting a bandage on. But if it's ain bo mishum refua, what is that? Rashi says, lachash. Any type of incantation, that's going to be darkei ha'amori. Ask the Rashba. But what about this whole amud? This whole amud is asur according to Rashi. Darkei ha'amori? No, lachash is not included. Lachash, there are some lachashim if you know they work. If you know certain incantations work in the days of the Gemara, so those are allowed to be used. That's not a violation of Ein Bo Mishum Darkei Ha'amori. So the Rosh said, the last line of the parak, Elamari Kishasa Maisa Veino Nikar Shei Bo Mishum Refua. No, it's something else. What else? We'll get to in a second. an example of it, but not just pure lachshim. Vayter ha'ein ba mishum refua, yesh ba mishum darkei amori. But if something that it does not look refua-like, so that is an isser. V'atanya, we learned in the Braisa, e lunch of Mesha Peirosav, a tree that has too much fruit. So a lot of its fruit are falling off because it's too laden. Sokro besikra v'tonu bavanim. So you mark it with a mark, right, like by Meiser, besikra, and then you put some rocks around it. So bishlama tonu bavanim. I understand why you could pile rocks around it. Kecha delichash chile. You're trying to weaken it a little bit so it doesn't produce as much fruit. Ela sokro besikra my refua ka'avid. But lining it with a marker? What kind of a refua is that? Says the Rush, that's an example. That makes no sense. You're making a tree get better by marking it with red? So the Gemara says, yeah. No, it's to make people see the tree and start davening. Oh, what a sick tree. You know, add it to the Mishnah Berurah list. Right, this sick tree. Right, that's what we want people to do. So it does make sense. It is Mishum Refuah. Kidatanya, as the person who has Saras does. V'tamei tamei yikra, tzorach lohodiyo tzaro l'rabim, v'rabim yivakshu l'rachamim. A person has to do tshuva, but make sure everybody knows that he's a mitzora. A, to stay away from him, because nobody's allowed to come within dal amos of him. And number two, to daven for him, that he gets better. Amar Ravina, keman talinan kufsi b'dikla. According to who do we hang a bunch of dates on a date tree, which also isn't producing properly? Kiaitana, like the opinion that we just mentioned. Period. Tani tana perak amoroi kame drebchia baravin. There was a tana that mentioned a lot of Amorite practices in front of Rebchia. Amar le kulu ispum shibdaki amori. They're all aser. Lavar mehani, except for the first two right here. Mishieshlo etzem begrono. A person who has a bone stuck in their throat, maybe mi oso hamin, you could bring that type of bone, uminiach le'okot kado, and put it on his head, v'le mahachi, and say the following. This is the Talmudic Heimlich, I guess. Right? You put it on his head, and say, chad chad nachis bala, 1-1, go down, get swallowed up. Bala nachis chad chad. Ein bo mishim darkei amori. Okay, that's not a darkei amori, because that works. That works. That's tried and tested. La adra, or for a fish bone that you get stuck in your throat. Le mahachi. Nin atzta kemachat. You got stuck like a needle. Nin alta kitris. Also, you got stuck like a shield. Shaya shaya. Go down. Go down. Good. Haomer gedi. God gedi. If somebody, all of these are darkei amori issues. Ha'omer God gedi. If somebody says God is the constellation that somebody is under. Gedi should be good to me. Rashi, hismazel mazali. Or if somebody says Snoke is another type of constellation. Lo ashchi ubushchi. Right? It shouldn't be tired at all in the day or in the night. Yeshu mishim darkei amori. Right? That's darkei amori. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's just Darkei Amori. Omer God, Eino El Hashem Avodah Zarah. That's Mamish Avodah Zarah. Right, you're talking to the constellation and you're mentioning it. Shene'emar, Ha'orchim Lad God Shulchan. Right, that's Avodah Zarah. Right, and Rashi says, Rashi says it on Don on the next line, but Rashi says, it's an Issadaraisa just to mention Avodah Zarah. Well, Yisham Al Picha. Right, it's an Issadaraisa for me to mention Avodah Zarah. Right, as the Gemara says elsewhere, it's an Issar if I want to meet somebody. Oh, you know what, let's meet by such and such a church. Not allowed to do that. A church we pass on is based on Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to even mention it. Not even mention it. It can't come out of one's mouth. That's why there are the Tosfos in Sanhedrin even discusses the Sama Gimel is quoted in the Ramban Arachayim about having the whole sugya about having a partnership with a non-Jew. Is one allowed to have a partnership with a non-Jew because eventually I might have to bring him to a Din Torah or he might be admitted to a Din Torah and he'll have to swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah. So maybe I'm not allowed to even originally go into business with a non-Jew because of that. Tosis has a kula to Ramah, has a kula of his manazeh. Maybe people don't swear in the names of their gods, so therefore it's okay. But either way, there's a daraisa of mentioning a shem avodah zara, lo yisham al picha. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, you got bigger problems, not just darkei hamori. Hu bishma vihi bishmo, if there's a certain type of behavior that the husband and the wife switch names at night. Also, because of some type of protection from the dark side, yesh b'mishim darkei amori. Also a problem. Donu dani, my barrels should be good. Yesh b'mishim darkei amori. If you don't rain, don el hashem avodah zarah. Again, shenemar hanishba'im ba'ashmat shomron va'amru chei elokecha don. Interesting. Two names of avodah zarah are also two names of shvatim. Just a question of how you use them. I gotta make sure you, whatever you talk about the shvatim, that's fine. Ha'omer lo'orev tzrach. If somebody says to a raven, tzrach, start screaming. Ulo'orvisa, shrieky. And to a female raven, shrieky, start screaming. Vachziri liznavich latova. And turn around, show me your tail latova. Yeshma mishim daki ha'mori. Izer daki ha'mori. Good. Ha'omer shachtu tarnagol zeh, shakara arvis. Somebody says, Shech this tarnagol, Shekara Arvis, Rashi says, or Orva, that it called like a raven. For tarnagola Shekara Gavris, or a chicken that sounded like a rooster. All these different signs that one tries to use. Yeshba Mishim Darkei HaMori. They're all Darkei HaMori. It's all, again, patterning our behavior, not after something that is logical, and that's after something that is tested, right? We discussed, Tosis discusses already, Maseches Chulin. What about Eliezer Ben Avraham? What about Yonah's son Ben Shaul? Right? They seem to use certain types of future signs, but the Rishonim answered. Those made sense. And therefore, that's not a problem. Esh Deva Osir. If somebody says, he's about to drink a cup of wine. He says, oh, I want to drink and I want to have a lot left over. Yeshba Mishim Darkei HaMori. So, he says, that is Darkei HaMori also, because you're like trying to magically save the wine that you're about to drink. Hamavakaz beits simakosel. If somebody breaks eggs at a wall, bifnehu afrochim, in front of chicks. Yesh b'mishem darkei hamori. Vamekis bifnehu afrochim. If somebody is makis, somebody raises themselves, bifnehu afrochim, yesh b'mishem darkei hamori. Right? All of these are problems. Hamirakedes. If a woman dances in front of her, right, I'm going to get to Kutach soon. This is just Mirakedes. Somebody dances. Vahamonis shivim ve'echad efrochin bishvil shliyamusu. He dances and he counts his chicks and he tries to count them in groups of 71. He thinks that's going to help him. Yoshbam shib darkei emori. All of these problems. Hamirakedes l'kutach. If a woman thinks that her challah is going to taste better if she dances in front of it. Right, not stop because she's happy because it's Erev Shabbos, but because she's dancing in front of the kutach. V'amashtekes la'adashim, or if when she's cooking with lentils, she makes everybody be very, very quiet. V'amitzavachas la'grisin, or when she's cooking with beans, she's screaming, yesh b'mishim darkei emori. Right, well, this is not normal behavior, and this is something that the Amorites do. Hamashtenes b'fadeke de'rasa, b'shrosha d'spashal meheira. If somebody thinks that going to the bathroom in front of their pot will help it cook quicker, yesh b'mishim darkei emori. That you're not allowed to do. Aval, what is allowed, notin kisem shel tut, v'shivrei schuchas b'kadeira. You could put certain types of, right, little pieces of tut, we usually translate as strawberries, some type of berry, v'shivrei schuchas, or pieces of glass in a pot, b'shosha d'spashal meheira. That you could do, because that's a physical reaction. That makes it cook faster. That's why you're allowed to put that in. I say, you're going to put pieces of glass in your pot? Not a good idea. Not a good idea, you know, on any day of the week. A person is allowed to put a little batch of salt inside their oil in order to make it burn, make it burn lighter. And a person can put some cement inside where the candle is burning, so that it delays, it burns longer. If you put this material into the oil, it burns longer. Stop there for a minute. Says the Chashukei Chemer. Okay, first day of Hanukkah. Says the Chashukei, I didn't plan this, it was Meir Shapiro's fault, or Hashem, but he says, how is it possible to put oil in your Hanukkah, set up your menorah, and at the time that you set it up, it's only supposed to burn for shorter than the requisite shear? And Memela, afterwards you do something and you make it burn for the requisite shear. How is that possible? He says, what if you light it and it only has enough to burn for 20 minutes? And then you add some of these materials. Right, you add some of these materials. So is that, are you yotze? Hadlaka osa mitzvah. At the moment that you lit your candles, it wasn't supposed to light. But on the other hand, you didn't add any extra oil. It's this oil that you just made burn longer. Right, so is that a problem or not? So he says, I'll give you a similar question. He says, he didn't add oat shemen, so do you say it's good or not? He says, the efter ladamos esha'ela, this is a similar case. Right? Sometimes we light outside. We light outside and sometimes we have to open up our case. Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, many people, we all have this chus of lighting outside, connected the mezuzah, like the Ikar Adin. So we light something that's a glass case, but when you first light, you have to keep the glass case open in order to get your hand in. And quickly you close it. So at the moment that I'm lighting, it's open and it will not last with a Ruach Metsuya. Because at the moment that I'm lighting, it's still open. My hand is blocking. But the wind could come in and I quickly close it so that the wind doesn't come in. Similar case. At the moment that I light, it's not going to last. But then a few seconds later, I do something that makes it last. And the post can say, that's fine. Because as long as I know that I'm going to do something to remove a problem without adding anything new in the oil, in the fuel, but I'm going to create the situation for it to burn the prerequisite time, it's fine. So says the Rav Zilberstein here, so l'chora, same thing here. If you add these items in to make the oil burn longer, it's fine. But then he says, one of the Gdoli Ador Shlita told him, he says he's not sure. Because by the candle, in the case by the glass, the candle is inherently enough to light. I'm just moving something external. Here I'm adding something to the oil itself to give the oil a different nature. It's not totally external. So he leaves it, ulamaisa tzarachin. It says lamaisa tzarachin in that case. But that is the, that's his discussion. Baruch Hashem, a Chanukah connection today. Let's finish up. Amar Rav Zutra, hai man de michsi shraga de mishcha, somebody who covers up shraga de mishcha, a lamp of oil for no good reason, umagali nafta, or opens up a flame more so that it burns faster, unneeded, kaavar mishum bal tashchis. If I light something or if I cover something up for no reason, I just waste whatever it is, that's bal tashchis. Right, if you leave a light on in your house for no reason, it's bal tashchis. Chamra v'chai l'form rabbanan ein bo mishum darkei emori. If somebody says wine and life to the rabbis, that's not darkei emori. Right, this is one of the sources in Shas for l'chaim. The Minchas Bikurim on the Tosefta in the back says that this is the source. That's why we say l'chaim. This is a bracha. Maisa Rabbi Akiva Shasta Mishal Beno. He made a feast. Va'al kol kos v'kos shehevi. On every cup of wine, he brought Amar. Chamra v'chai l'fum rabbanon. Chai v'cham l'fum rabbanon. U'lfum talmideon. Right, he switched the order. Good question why, but either way, he made a l'chaim, and therefore that was not considered a problem of darkei ha'emori. Okay, we'll have to wait with the grasshopper discussion. Baruch Hashem, everybody should have a Chanukah Sameach. And Baruch Hashem, tomorrow starts the world of Klal Gadol. The Malachas Shabbos, the first 3-4 blad are not about the Malachas themselves, it's about the general idea of Malachas, and then on Dafayin Gimel we get to the rest of the Masechta. Right, we get to the Mishnah with all the Malachas, and we continue. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, Parsha Shir, I don't think there'll be an official, I'm going to give it at some point this week, but I do not think it'll be a public showing, I just... Don't have the time, but Baruch Hashem, I'll give it at some point and get it up.